Hawaii Real Estate Headlines. Hawaii County Building Division Permit Info, now online. The County of Hawaii has published reports and resources on the building permit process through its Building Division portal. Real estate professionals in HI need permit timeline clarity to set client expectations and avoid transaction delays. Review the Building Division permit resources at the link below to stay current on local requirements. Hawaii Real Estate Headlines. Hawaii Bureau of Conveyances opens public reference room for pre-1976 document research. The Bureau of Conveyances maintains a public reference room at 1151 Punchbowl Sest, room number 123, where researchers can access documents recorded prior to 1976 on business days. Title searches for older Hawaii properties often require pre-1976 records that aren't fully digitized, making this physical archive essential for clearing complex transactions. Visit https://dlnr.hawaii.gov/bo/general/publish to confirm current hours before sending clients or staff to the Punchbowl Street location. Hawaii Real Estate Headlines. Honolulu permit tech upgrades aim to speed up building approvals. New digital tools are being introduced to give applicants faster feedback on their building plans. Faster permit turnaround in Honolulu means shorter deal timelines and fewer client delays for HI real estate professionals. Watch for system rollout updates that could affect your transactions. https://civilbeat.org/2023/Honolulu are expected to be issued with tech upgrades, director says. Hawaii Real Estate Headlines. NETR Online Hawaii Public Records Portal, new resource for HI property research. NETR Online provides a centralized portal for Hawaii public records, including property tax and assessor search tools for Hawaii County. HI real estate professionals can streamline due diligence and property valuation research using this free public records aggregator. Bookmark publicrecords.net or online.com/state-hi/county/Hawaii for quick access to Hawaii County property tax and assessor records. Background and context. Why most small business owners overbuy commercial space. The buy versus lease decision for owner occupants leans on three factors. Most spreadsheets undercount. 1. Tenant improvement amortization that leaseholders expense and owners capitalize. Opportunity cost of the down payment. 3. The fact that most growing businesses outgrow space in 5 to 7 years and end up subleasing the wrong building. The ownership creates equity. Intuition is real, but smaller than the operational flexibility cost for businesses still finding their footprint. A 5-year lease is often cheaper than a 10-year mortgage on the wrong square footage. Run the buy versus lease analysis with a 7-year horizon and include relocation costs in both columns. Background and context. Why your jurisdiction may require a rental license you do not have. A growing number of HI cities require landlords to register rental properties, pass periodic inspections, and pay an annual fee. Penalties for unlicensed operation typically include fines per day and, in some cases, retroactive return of collected rent. The rules apply to single-unit landlords, not just large operators. Enforcement has shifted from complaint-driven to data matching against utility and property tax records. Many landlords discover they were non-compliant when they receive a back fines notice years after acquiring the property. Check your city or county website for rental license or rental registration. 5 minutes settles it. Background and context. When and how to appeal a property tax assessment. Most HI jurisdictions allow appeals in a narrow annual window after assessments mail. The strongest appeals lead with 3 comparable sales from within 6 months and a half-mile radius, and explicitly address why the subject differs from the assessor's comp set, typically condition, location, or improvements that were overcounted. Successful appeals reduce the assessed value for the appeal year and often reset the baseline for future years. Even a 10% reduction compounds over a decade of ownership. Mark your assessment mailing date in your calendar and start gathering comps 60 days before